the Arizona Cardinals are going to their first Super Bowl. Tampa Bay, here we come.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are AFC Conference champions.
Call up your travel agent. We're going to Tampa.
Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Super Bowl 43 is finally drawing near between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Arizona Cardinals. Your host for the next 30 minutes is University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown. Today, Ron visits with NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver and former Super Bowl coach Raymond Berry.
I felt a real dependence on the Lord. I had a real clear awareness there's no way in the world I could do this calling without Him.
Ron also talks to Super Bowl veteran and current chaplain for the New England Patriots, Don Davis.
Every person needs a Nathan in their life. King David, he was a very powerful man, and it was Nathan, only Nathan, who God gave the authority and the anointing to be able to go to David and tell him, you are wrong.
And former Super Bowl coach and current FCA president, Les Steckel, shares some inspiring words.
You know, I think about you and I as coaches and the impact we can have. One coach making a difference with one player. It's called the power of influence.
Here's host Ron Brown, ready to get today's program underway.
Part of our Super Bowl special package involves one of the great names in the history of football, Raymond Berry, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Baltimore Colts for a number of years, great coach as well in the National Football League and years later. Raymond, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Good to be here, Ron.
Raymond, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you because you have such an interesting way of connecting Jesus Christ with football. Your intimacy with Christ and the way you parabolize football with the gospel is very unique. You know, one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about regarding the Super Bowl is what's it like? I mean, you played in world championship games in 1958, 59 with the Baltimore Colts, and of course you were the head football coach with the New England Patriots in that Super Bowl game versus the Chicago Bears. As you prepared your football teams, either as a player or as a coach, what kind of connection were you making in these big games with the Lord Jesus Christ? Were you inviting Him in a deep realm in those games? I mean, I'm not just talking about winning and losing, but I'm talking about the intimacy of playing for Him while you're playing.
Well, I think probably one of the key characteristics of my Christian faith, you know, in connection with my job is... is that when I was not calling the plays, I used to have Steve Grogan do that as a player.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when he was injured or couldn't, I did the play calling. But whenever Steve was on the field and I gave him the job of calling plays, I'm over there praying practically every play.
Now, this is while you were coaching at the Patriots. Is that right?
Yeah.
Were you the head coach?
Okay. I remember you know, learning from Scripture that I believe God wants you to call on Him, and so, man, I never hesitated. In some games, you know, Steve probably didn't even know it. I was praying for every call he made. And then I remember one game, we were ahead of Miami Dolphins late in the game, but we couldn't run the clock out, and Marino was getting other chances, and he had the ball. I said, Lord, we need a turnover, and he walked up under there and threw an interception, and we got the ball, and then we couldn't run the clock out, and Marino got the ball back again. And I said, Lord, we need a turnover. And he walked up under there and fumbled a snap from center.
Oh, wow.
Now in the Super Bowl game, we got beat bad by Chicago. I was praying late in the game. I said, Lord, don't let it get to 50. And so they beat us 46-10.
So the Lord has answered. Without a doubt, you what I love about you is that you, like a businessman who knows Christ, should be able to go to the Lord about a business deal.
Yeah.
You did that on the football field. And Raymond, talking specifically about the Super Bowl, sometimes it's easy to get lost in the shuffle of the Super Bowl hype. As a player, as a coach, what did you do to guard against that, where you could keep that intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ intact, where you could guard your heart in Christ Jesus?
Well, I think one thing that the Lord did for me as a head coach, I don't know, I think all of us have a problem where we can get full of ourselves real quick if we're not careful, and the Lord just kept arranging things where He kept me on my face before Him. I felt a real dependence on the Lord. I had a real clear awareness is no way in the world I could do this calling without Him. And I think that had more to do with, staying where I needed to stay as a Christian, which was right behind him, rather than trying to get out front. So, you know, it's a great concept in Scripture, right? We're saved by grace, but I think we also live the whole Christian life by grace.
Huh.
All I can do is say thank you, Lord, for keeping me on my face so he could get done what he wanted to do through me without me getting in the way.
We're talking to Raymond Berry, the Hall of Fame wide receiver of the National Football League, also a great coach. Head football coach of the New England Patriots at one time and with an assistant with a variety of teams. Raymond, you know, as these teams prepare for the Super Bowl, how do you address a bunch of Christian and non-Christian guys in a very secular environment with a lot of hype and everything else, and you knowing that God has a purpose in this game? What do you say to them that puts it all in perspective as a Christian coach?
Well, I think the thing that I emphasize with our football team is attention to basics. You know, you can't turn the ball over. You can't do dumb penalties. And you've got to play the game all out, every play. Mm-hmm. I think emphasizing one game at a time was another thing we did. And, of course, we're focusing on not anything but this one game. And I think that as a habit, week after week after week after week, begins to become a part of the way they approach the game. And that is about all I can say, is to try not to approach a Super Bowl game in any other different way than the way we approached all the games that made us get there.
Right. I think that's a very great characteristic of Jesus. You know, he approached each situation. There wasn't any bigger game than the other one when it came to dealing with people. So I like what you're saying there, Raymond. Raymond, you've always been a great guest. I love your intimacy for the Lord Jesus Christ, and what a reminder it is to play for God, to coach for God. And I'm not just talking about a prayer before the game or a prayer after the game, but you did it during the 3 hours of the ball game, and that's what I so appreciate about you. I think many of our young Christian athletes and coaches can learn from that.
Well, I think, you know, I remember one thing that I remember, that, you know, we're to be thankful in all circumstances. I can remember, you know, we walk off the field after a game and we win, thank you, Lord. And then when we walk off, when the game is lost, in this case of Super Bowl, we lost it by quite a margin.
Hmm.
And it's thank you, Lord. I don't know why it was, but, and I'd rather thank him for the victories than the losses.
Yeah, I understand. Well, he's an intimate God, and he cares about every hair on our head. And Raymond, you've been a great reminder of that. Our guest today on Sharing the Victory has been Raymond Berry, former NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, great coach in the National Football League as well. Raymond, thanks for being with us on Sharing the Victory.
Okay, Ron.
And we've got another Super Bowl coach in the house. He's our own Les Steckel, president of FCA. Les coached in two Super Bowls during his 32-year career in the NFL. When Sharing the Victory returns, Les is going to talk about the power of influence.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Here's Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner.
We have a chance to impact people no matter where we're at on the podium, whether we're winning championships or, you know, whether we've been benched. It seems like everywhere I've been in my career that God lifted me up and then allowed some of that blessing from a worldly standpoint to be taken away. You know, a lot of people can stand up on a podium and praise God or say all the right things, but it's when you're down and things aren't going so well that people get to see your real character.
Quick hits from FCA.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host. FCA President Les Steckel and his wife Chris are busy this Super Bowl weekend hosting the winner of our 50-yard line giveaway. The winner was Sharon Garrity of Traverse City, Michigan, and we're hoping she's having a great time. Just a couple of weeks ago, Coach Steckel was at the American Football Coaches Association convention in Nashville. FCA led a Sunday morning worship service for hundreds of coaches, and Les had the opportunity to speak to them as he talked about having the privilege of attending the chapel for the Baltimore Ravens right before one of their playoff games. Here's what Les had to say.
There was a young man named Derek Mason who I had the privilege to coach when he was 23 years old, and there he was asked to speak to the team, which was very unusual, the chaplain said, but he wanted to do that never knowing I was going to be there, and began by telling the story that when I coached him, And that year we went to the Super Bowl, I would write on a 3x5 index card, fold it up and put it in his practice shoes every day, Bible verses. And I didn't miss for 6 weeks. I know that. Because at the end of the 6 weeks, Derek walked into my office and he said, "Coach, can I see you a minute?" And I said, "Sure." He said, "Are you trying to tell me something?" And that's exactly how he said it to the players. And he said, "That was my first step in coming to know who Jesus Christ was." Now, to hear him speak at now age 35, it's amazing what it sounds like. It's amazing how my dad, who never coached, who should have been, said to me one day as a young college coach, "You'll never know what kind of coach you are until 3 years after they graduate." Well, it was 12 years later did I hear Derek's words and how he shared with his teammates. I thought it was interesting, too. We all know the name Ray Lewis. I hope you don't remember the name because of the incident 8 years ago, but I hope you remember the name because this guy plays with incredible passion. He also has an incredible passion for his faith. If you could have seen what I saw yesterday for a room full of NFL players worshiping God, particularly Ray Lewis, you'd say, "Wow." But let me give you a quick glimpse of what you might have seen. Ray Lewis was asked to be a TV analyst for the Super Bowl when Tony Dungy, the head coach then of the Indianapolis Colts, and Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and he was asked to make a comment. And he said, "Yeah, it's special that we have two African-American head coaches for the first time in the greatest football game played." But he said, "What's more important is their leadership." He said, "They're both great leaders, and I can tell you why. Because they're both followers of Jesus Christ." Ray and I talked last year at the Pro Bowl at length. He's never had a TV gig again. Why? Because he's passionate about his faith. You know, I think about you and I as coaches and the impact we can have. Why was Ray Lewis so strong about his faith? Because there was a coach named Mike Singletary who knows the Lord, who preaches the Lord, who's very bold and courageous if you know Mike. And yes, he was a passionate football player, but he shared his faith with a guy named Ray Lewis who didn't even know about the truth of Jesus Christ. And look what's happening in that team and across the country because of one coach making a difference with one player. It's called the power of influence. A coach influences an athlete. Or like Urban Meyer told Chris and I, my wife, as we sat and had dinner with him one night, of all the people he's ever met, there's been one person that's impacted his life more than any other. An athlete impacting a coach. Yes, Tim Tebow. Isn't that the ministry of FCA? The influence of athletes and coaches? What a great opportunity we have.
That was FCA President Les Steckel speaking at an FCA worship service at the American Football Coaches Convention. Both Les and I are big admirers of Tony Dungy, as I'm sure many of you are. You may have heard that Coach Dungy recently retired from the Colts in the NFL. I'll tell you what, the whole sports world will miss Tony Dungy. I've talked to so many players over the years who have either played for Tony or coached with him that speak nothing but his genuine, authentic faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know he's not God, but boy, he sure lives for God. Coach Dungy's life and faith are told in his best-selling book, Quiet Strength. And I'd like to give you the paperback version of this book free to the first 20 callers. Here's the toll-free number, 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Again, the first 20 callers get a free copy of Tony Dungy's book, Quiet Strength. And the number, 866-788-5031. Coming up next, a very articulate man in football. His name is Don Davis, the team chaplain for the New England Patriots, former assistant strength coach there, and former linebacker in the National Football League. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the national radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. His goal?
100 yards rushing.
Our goal? To keep him in bounds.
headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown,
he is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Welcome back to Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
It's a pleasure to have Don Davis, former NFL player, linebacker, and former assistant strength coach with the New England Patriots with us today on Sharing the Victory. Don, welcome.
Thank you, Coach. It's a great honor and a privilege to be on with you today.
Don, I'm very familiar with you. I remember you way back in the days when you were a star linebacker at Olathe South High School in Kansas, and I remember trying to recruit you. You ended up going to the University of Kansas, having a stellar career there, and went on to have a very interesting and productive NFL career. You were on three Super Bowl teams in some form or fashion. Is that right?
That is correct.
Don, I wanted to have you talk to us a little bit about what it means and what it is to have the privilege of being on a Super Bowl team. And in 2001, you were with the St. Louis Rams. They had a well-known quarterback. It was a real strong Christian guy, Kurt Warner, who's had a great season here with the Arizona Cardinals this year. But what was it like being a member of that team, and what did you see God do with that 2001 St. Louis Rams team?
You know, that was a great year for me. One, because I had left from Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the great Tony Dungy, and he had really re-energized in my faith and helped me to really be a young man of faith and good morals and character. And then to go there with Kurt Warner, Aeneas Williams, O.J. Brigance, Ernie Conwell was another member. These were men of God around me, and they surrounded me. And personally, they just helped me to grow to heights that I never could have achieved without these mentors. But spiritually, from a sense, what I learned and what God taught me was, because we were on such a high, and we prayed from week one, if you would believe it, that we were going to the Super Bowl.
Really?
We prayed that we were going to do all these great things, that we were going to get the name of Jesus out there and really live for Christ and have an impact on the world. So it was unbelievable to see it come to fruition. And I can remember we were in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where that Super Bowl was played, and being there and praying over the field. And we're just like, man, it was like, as a growing Christian, really learning to be like, man, really trusting God, and how, man, you pray, and if you believe God, and you can really achieve the impossible. And the greatest thing was, we were the greatest show on turf. We were supposed to just annihilate the New England Patriots that year, and then to lose, and then to have the reflection as I look back on that, and as we look back on that right after the season and whatnot, what God taught me was a valuable lesson, and it was this. I think I was dangerously close, because I was a young Christian, into buying into the name it and claim it theology. Because we had done it, you know. This was the first time I had ever been involved with a group of men praying strategically and specifically for one goal and then it coming true. And so maybe had that we gotten that victory, maybe I could have erred on that side of, you know, that religiosity that would say, oh man, if you just believe God, and if you just clean up your life, and if you pray enough, you can have it. And that just is not the case. And so I learned more through that loss than I would have with a win. And the great thing was, 2 years later, when God opened the door and we were a free agent and we went to the New England Patriots, a team who, quite honestly, had won the Super Bowl, but when I saw that team, nowhere near going to another Super Bowl. And then to be there and go and win the same way, same record, 14-2, go to the playoffs, and then go to the Super Bowl again to win that time. Oh, man, my wife and I remember, I brought her on the field. We just cried and bawled, and we appreciated the opportunity so much more. And we saw God's hand more in that and how he opened the door and blessed us through that.
Well, we're talking to Don Davis, a former NFL player and former assistant strength coach in the National Football League, presently team chaplain with the New England Patriots. And Don, you talked about learning a lesson spiritually, particularly watching for the name it, claim it doctrine that tends to prevail in a number of Christian circles today. And, you know, the scriptures tell us to take heed to the doctrine. which means that we have to stay in the Word of God and not allow false philosophies and false prophecies and so forth to come into the church and upheave it. What do you do on a regular basis to stay sharp spiritually so that when you go through these Super Bowl lessons on the field, that you can apply them appropriately?
Well, first of all, you got to have every man, every person needs a Nathan in their life. As you know, King David, he was the king, and he couldn't see, you know, he couldn't see his mistakes. He couldn't see his errors. He was a very powerful man, and it was Nathan and only Nathan who God gave the authority and the anointing to be able to go to David and speak with him and tell him, you are wrong. Mm. And he did it in such a way that was eloquent that only David could see. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing you do in order to keep sharp, you have to have a Nathan in your life. And I think a lot of powerful men make a mistake because they don't have Nathans in their life. They have people who are more concerned about their comfort than their character. Mm. And that's where you need that. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is staying in the Word of God, continuously reading, rereading, studying the Scriptures in their totality. For so long, I would grab a hold of one Scripture and memorize it for, let's say, that month or whatever, which is a great thing. We need to memorize Scripture. But what happens when we do that and we just focus on one verse of Scripture, then we can err on that side of taking that Scripture out of context. And the third thing is, I think, being in a good Bible-teaching church. You know, as an athlete, a lot of times it's easy for guys to say, well, I can't because I play on Sunday, so I can't go to church. Then we excuse it away because you get used to not doing it during the season. Well, then the off season comes, and now you're still not in a church. And you excuse it, well, I'm a high-profile person. I don't want people to talk to me. I don't want to be asking this problem. Then it's a slow fade, and then eventually you find yourself where you be able to err biblically with the Scriptures.
Well, that's great stuff, Don. Very wise. And first of all, let me just commend you on your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ and being able to leverage those lessons that you've had in the years of experience as a player in the NFL and now as a team chaplain. And Don, just thanks for being on the show today and providing us with some godly wisdom today.
No problem. Thank you, Coach Brown, for to even inviting me. I appreciate it.
My guest is the team chaplain with the New England Patriots and former NFL player and former strength coach, Don Davis. The start of the Super Bowl is getting close, and FCA President Les Steckel is coming back with some thoughts of his own on the biggest game of the year. Keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
At the start of the game, everyone wants to win.
Okay, let's get them on three. One, two, three, team!
In the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, everyone's a winner. Whether you're an athlete, coach, donor, or volunteer, you can help put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. Join FCA and stand in the winner's circle.
And that's the end of the game.
No matter what the scoreboard says. Learn more at FCA.org. Who's really watching us when we're playing or coaching sports? Coming up next weekend on Sharing the Victory, Ron Brown and guest Wes Neal talk about playing for an audience of one.
In Colossians 3:24, it tells us that Jesus is our audience, and we're to do our work heartily as unto the Lord rather than man.
Also, PGA golfer Chris Stroud will join us.
God is everything. I mean, there's so much more to life than just golf.
So make sure you join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown, your host. Up next, former Super Bowl coach Les Steckel and Coach's Corner.
Not many hours from now, Super Bowl 43 will kick off in Tampa, Florida. Every year, the Super Bowl is the biggest sporting event in America. Traditionally, the Super Bowl is one of the most watched TV programs of the year. Nearly 100 million people tuned in to last year's telecast of the amazing upset of the unbeaten New England Patriots by the wildcard team, the New York Giants. TV commercials are sold in the Super Bowl for approximately $3 million for 30 seconds. Yes, the Super Bowl is very big, yet only 53 players from each of the two teams get to play in the NFL championship. Most players and coaches will never have the experience of being in a Super Bowl. Thankfully, I had the great privilege of coaching in two Super Bowls and calling plays. The 1986 game with the New England Patriots when we played the Chicago Bears, and the 2000 game with the Tennessee Titans against the St. Louis Rams. They were amazing experiences I'll never forget. But my favorite coaching experience in 32 years was being the volunteer offensive coach for my son Luke's high school team in Brentwood, Tennessee, when we won the state championship in 2002. No matter what your career field is, there's a Super Bowl event in your industry, too. Perhaps it's being named Teacher or Parent of the Year in your local school district. Maybe it's becoming the leading salesperson in your company or receiving recognition for having the best calf at the local county fair. Or the Super Bowl of your dreams would be winning the area punt, pass, and kick competition. None of these honors should be looked down on in any way in comparison to the NFL championship game. Of course, there will be more public awareness of the Super Bowl winners than the Teacher of the Year. That's unfortunate, but true. The most important thing is that you have a dream and a goal, and that you try to excel in everything that God calls you to do. Proverbs 16, verse 3 makes it very clear how we can have our plans and goals be successful. The writer of Proverbs 16 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." Now, that's encouraging. When your heart is bent towards bringing glory to God through your efforts, you will be surprised what will happen. The Titans staff was trying to save our jobs that year at the Super Bowl season. However, you should know my wife Chris and I prayed regularly that God would receive the glory for that Tennessee Titans season. Later, our book, 1 Yard Short, brought him even more glory and has brought hundreds of people to the realization that God has a great game plan for their lives with a victorious finish. Chances are you're not going to be competing in the Super Bowl, but never give up your dream of attaining all that God has called you to do. There are champions in every area and industry in life, but above all, make sure that first you are a champion of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. For the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, this is Les Steckel. Godspeed.
I hope you have a lot of fun watching the Super Bowl. It's a great time for friends and family and fellowship. And I'll catch you back here next weekend because we got a great show. Chris Stroud, a PGA golfer, will be with us. And Jack Esterby, FCA campus director at the University of South Carolina, will be talking about his ministry there, especially with that basketball team. And we'll have one of my all-time favorites, great friend Wes Neal, talking about glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ by the way we do sports. And remember, there are two ways of doing sports. It's either God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can also listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free weekly podcast. Also at our website, you can sign up to get the free Daily Impact devotional in your inbox, and you can find FCA resources from FCA Gear. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. We hope you enjoy watching the Super Bowl and make plans to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.